trying. There's been some ones that have rejected it because Premiership clubs and teams that I've got, like ourselves, and got a cup game, midweek game, and a Saturday game. So it's trying to prize people out of the respective teams, which is difficult, Andy, to be honest. And as I said before, the big thing for this football club was embargo. That was first and foremost to come out of that. They had to come out of that to give ourselves any sort of chance, and they've done that. So everybody's great on that. I think in my own head, our big window and most is going to be your summer one. That's where you have to make your mark. But at this window, we can make little movements, which we'll try and do. But we can't go majorly overboard. But summer's our big window. That let's see what happens on that one.
Your new signing has told us that he was delighted to come back and work for you again after the last time together at Norwich. Just tell us all about it.
It was brilliant for me at Norwich. He really was. In the Premiership, he was excellent, really consistent. Played some massive games for us, and we got him from Brighton, and he came in and fitted great. But he's a brilliant professional, great. You're never going to get any problem on that front. And he'll give something different because he's got pace. And that's what this team or our team has been lacking, is that we need a little bit more pace in our team, as I've always said, a bit more creativity. And hopefully, listen, that's no, everything's going to go on Bennett's shoulders. He'll help us. And I certainly think we need that.
Is it fair to say wide right is his preferred and best position?
I think that's where he enjoys playing. But I played him in a diamond, and I played him off the front. And he's got legs, as I said before, he's got legs that can run beyond. He's got pace that can go up and down. And to be fair, he was playing very well at Bristol City. So I think even today, I think everybody gets a lift from it, a new player coming in. And we'll try and add a few more to come in.
Is it important sometimes to go back to something you know before and you know works? It's tried and tested. That he's not really a risk in that respect.
Well, somebody once said to me that it's true, get people you can trust. And that's always stuck in my head. And get ones that don't let you down. If he's going to let me down, it'll be an honest letdown. It'll be one of the kid-on ones. So I know exactly what I'm going to get. I know the type of character he is. And he's at a brilliant age. He's not even hit his peak yet, which is great for us. So, and I'm looking forward to him being here, and I'm looking forward to him playing well.
Tom Lawrence is staying on, albeit for a month. Mm-hmm. Whose call was that, Paul? The clubs or Tom's, and it's just a month?
Well, I think it was his management team, really, or his agent. And because we wanted to try and do the full term. I think Leicester did as well. And it kind of threw me a little bit, that one. But that's the way. It's no fault of Tom at all. I think that's the discussion between his agent and Tom O'Sell. And Tom's a young kid. It's a big thing for a young player to make major decisions. And we try to do it. So probably the best person to ask that question is his agent.
Maybe we'll give him a try. Yeah. It could throw your plans up in the air again in a month, couldn't it?
And that's what you talk about, the loan window, and that's what the loan window can create. It can create the uncertainties and I mean, the amount of things I've tried to get people in before Saturday's been, I think it's been on, and next thing it's off, and then it's on, and it's off. And that's the way it's been kind of going at this moment in time, is on, off, on, off, on, off. But that's the market. It's not if we can go out and buy somebody, it becomes a bit easier. So this window, we have to watch what we're doing, but the actual big window for Blackburn Rovers will be the summer one.
The biggest name mentioned by a mile is Danny Graham, whose name doesn't seem to go away from being speculated with coming here. Have you been given any sort of green light from Sunderland at this stage to speak to him at all?
No, I mean, again, Sunderland have got three games in a week as well, and obviously Sam is doing everything he can to keep Sunderland afloat in the league. And I know Danny's name's been lingered all over the place, but so has many others. I mean, there's been many others I've looked at as well and spoke to different managers, and that everybody seems the same thing. We've got three games, and nobody's going to let anybody out that they're not going to want to go. And but for us, we have to get this football club, I think, with a bit more experience than the people that are streetwise as well in this division, and I'll continue to try and get people in that can do it.